The Polyphonic Spree are unlike any band you're likely to see or hear. On stage, they're 24 strong, performing happy symphonic pop with a harp, flute, trumpet, trombone, French horn, pedal steel guitar, theremin, keyboards, bass, guitar, drums, kettle drum, and viola. And then there's the choir. The Polyphonic Spree usually perform in rock clubs, and their sheer number and long white robes make for a unique spectacle. Our director, Bob Boylan, talked with more than 20 members of the group at the 9:30 Club here in Washington.
This isn't an act. We don't get up on stage and, like, do what we do just to be impressive to people. I think it's just a genuine sheer enjoyment of what we do.
Being on stage with this band is completely overwhelming at times. It's the best job I've ever had. The music is really, really powerful.
It's not like really a religious thing, although a lot of people may think that, but it's very, very spiritual.
It's a big win-win situation of positivity. You know, as long as the crowd's really willing to receive it, we want to give it.
Just being able to take something that seems impossible and making it work, I get the chill. So it's just an amazing feeling. And another thing, I play trombone in a rock band. I mean, how cool is that?
Emotionally, I probably can't put it into words. I actually tear up sometimes on stage, and sometimes I'm looking around stage and we're all like in this perfect moment of musical ecstasy.
It's overwhelming, you know. There's times where it can almost make you weak at the knees. It's a great feeling.
I make people happy with my disco moves. You might not think that to look at me, but it's the truth.
There's a lot of other music out there these days that makes you feel like crap. Our music makes you feel good.
They know it's a 20-piece band, and people are like, is it a cult? Like, what is it? And so when they come, they're just blown away, and it's like, even the first time I was at a show, like, I was standing there trying to figure it out, and then I'm like, yes, and just start jumping up and down.
It's made me realize how far away we really are from human beings joining in on anything without people thinking there's something weird going on or there's a conspiracy.
I know some people come to experience, like, religion, and I think they do, and some people come for a great rock show, and I think they do. People get personal things out of it. It's not like a standard rock show.
Just the sheer number of people up there rocking out is a pretty awesome spectacle to behold.
About the day, it's persevering for hope. It's the little piece of grass that grows up in the middle of asphalt, and you're wondering, how can this grass grow in the middle of this busy street? And so I get a lot of my motivation from situations like that, and I tend to sing about it. My name is Tim DeLauder. I'm with the Polyphonic Spree. I instigated the Polyphonic Spree. At the very beginning, I was finding myself weeping in my living room playing these songs. There's nothing like the Polyphonic Spree. My God, it's amazing.
The group's new CD is called The Beginning Stages of the Polyphonic Spree. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.